Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be in the Lord's house tonight? Amen. It's wonderful to be back in convention. And we just appreciate the Lord and all that He's done in my family and my life. And we just love and appreciate the church here. Love and appreciate Brother Bobby and Sister Linda. And been great people for many years. And we appreciate them. For the sake of time, we're just going to jump right into the Word of the Lord. Judges chapter number 16. Judges chapter number 16. And I'll just give you what's on my heart and get out of the way. Amen. Judges chapter number 16. And then I'll read also in James chapter number 1. Very familiar scriptures. Amen. Judges chapter number 16 and verse number 4. The Bible said, "And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her," notice this, "entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver." For the sake of time, we'll go ahead and go over to James chapter number 1. Amen. Beginning reading in verse number 12. The Bible said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust." And notice again, "and enticed." Praise the Lord. Before you're seated, stretch your hands this way and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to preach your word. God, we thank you for this great group of young people. God, I pray that I could say something tonight that would help someone. Say something, Lord, to some young person that would keep them in the hour of temptation. God, I pray that you'd help me to say only what you'd have us to say, nothing more, nothing less. We'll give you all the praise, the honor, and glory. And the church said, amen and amen. I want to preach to the young people for just a few minutes, if the Lord will help me, on the power of temptation. The power of temptation. In Greek mythology, Achilles was the son of Peleus, king of Myrmidons, and Thetis, a sea goddess. Achilles was one of the greatest, bravest, most handsome warriors in all of the army. One of the tales of his childhood relates to how that Thetis held the young Achilles by his heel and dipped him into the waters. Through the magic power of water, Achilles became invulnerable in every part except his heel, which was held out of the water. The small part untouched by the water was vulnerable. Amen. This gives us the term Achilles heel. How many's heard of the Achilles heel? Amen. Which means our greatest point of vulnerability. And it was this heel that Achilles was struck by and killed with an arrow. And in reality, all of us as people of God, we have what you could call an Achilles heel. Amen. An area of vulnerability in our lives. Amen. An area of vulnerability, amen, in our heart or in our walk with God. Amen. Whether it be pride, whether it be popularity, whether it would be selfishness or etc. Amen. We all have a vulnerability. Amen. James said in chapter 1 in verse 4, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Amen. The fact of the matter is, James was telling us, amen, that a lot of times the temptations, amen, that we find ourselves in are caused by our own selves. Amen. It's when we are drawn away of our own lust. Amen. We're drawn away of our own desires. Amen. We're drawn away of things, amen, that we have no business looking at. Amen. We are drawn away of things, amen, we have no business seeing, amen, and it's in that hour, amen, the devil entices us, amen, and brings us back, amen, to a place of temptation in our lives. Amen. In our text, we find Samson, amen, in this exact spot. He's being drawn away of his own lust. He's being drawn away of his own passions. A great man of God that he was, a man that was used of God. We'll find in many different places in the book of Judges that the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord would rest upon him. Amen. In chapter number 13, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord settled down upon him and he began to be used of God. In Judges 14 and 6, the Bible said, amen, on his way to
Timnath, that a young lion roared up against him, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The Bible said in 14 and 19 of Judges, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he killed 30 men with his bare hands. In Judges 15, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he was made able to break the bands that bound him. Amen. What potential, amen, that Samson had, amen, if he would have lived for God, if he would have done right and lived right. But the fact of the matter is, amen, he let temptation, amen, grab a hold of his life, and before he knew it, it took him down a lonely road. Amen. I'm here to preach to you young people. Amen. There is a power in temptation. Amen. That when it gets a hold of your heart and it gets a hold of your life, amen, it will drag your soul down. I said it will drag your soul down. Amen. What potential, what a man used of God. But when the time of enticing came, when the time of temptation came, he let it overcome him. But notice first, and I want to hurry, I want to get out of the way. Hey man, notice the defilement that temptation brought. Defilement is defined as to make unclean or impure, to corrupt the purity of perfection. After 20 years of rule, Samson, amen, begins to trash his life. Amen, there are several elements that lead to this downfall, and I want you to notice them with me. Notice first the wrong location. Amen, the Bible said that he went down to the valley of Sorek, amen, which lay between Zorah and Timnath. Amen, the valley of Sorek, amen, was a border to the enemy territory, for it lied between the Philistines' camp, amen, and the camp of the children of Israel. And we find Samson inching closer and closer to the enemy territory. Amen. Any time that we find Samson, amen, going down, amen, we see him going down not only geographically, amen, but he goes down spiritually. Amen. In verse number chapter 14 and verse number 1, the Bible said he went down. Amen. In 14 and 5, the Bible said he went down. Amen. In 14 and 7, amen, he goes down. I'm here to tell you tonight, young people, amen, anytime you go down, amen, to the enemy territory, amen, you're setting yourself up, amen, for failure. Anytime, amen, you begin to mingle with the world, amen, you're setting yourself up, amen, for failure in your walk with God. Oh yeah. Down. Amen. The Bible said in James chapter number 4 and verse number 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever will be a friend of the world is an enemy to God. Amen. Carnal Christians and the worldly crowd may question you and ask you why you do not do what they do. Amen. They'll say that you're strange. Amen. They'll say that you're holier than thou. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, and you hear me well. Amen. I'd rather be scorned by the sinner, amen, than scarred by sin. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? I'd rather be scorned by the sinner, amen, than scarred by sin. And I come to preach tonight to you young people. Amen. We got to stay out of the world. Hey, we got to stay away from the world if we want to live effective for God. You'll find that most of those that want to scorn you, amen, and try to get you to sin or suffering from sinful scars in their lives. Friends, I want to tell you today, there's a power in temptation. When you put yourself in that place of vulnerability, when you put yourself in a place, hey man, how do you know, preacher? Because I've been there in my own life. Hey man, when we want to get to the place where we get as close to the world as we possibly can. We want to hang out with the world. Hey man, we want to play basketball with the world. Hey man, we want to go down to the mall with the world. And all the time we do not realize, hey man, the devil is grasping a hold of our hearts. Hey man, the devil's getting a hold of our minds. And if we're not careful, he'll drag our souls to hell. The wrong location. But notice the wrong longing. Not only is Samson on the edge of enemy territory, but he's now longing for a Philistine woman. He's longing for an enemy to God's people. Friend, the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It was Lot that longed for the plains of Sodom. Amen. It was David who longed for Bathsheba. It was Felix who longed for a more convenient season, a better time to pray. Amen. All the time those longings, amen, are so wrong. Amen. I wonder tonight, young people, what are you longing for in your heart? And I didn't come to bash you, and I didn't come to hurt you. Amen. But I come to help you tonight. Amen. And let you know that there is a power. Amen. In temptation. Amen. There's a power. Amen. When you get to hanging around the wrong people. Amen. There's a power. Amen. When you get to doing the wrong things. Amen. They will drag your soul. Amen. To a place that you don't want to be. What are you longing for? Amen. What are you craving after? What has caught your eye out in the world that you want more than you want the things of God? Hey, I said, what are you longing for in this world that you long after more than the things of God? It's the wrong longing. It's the wrong longing. Notice also he's longing after the wrong person. This was no accident. Behind every sinful tragedy is the process of wicked thinking. When we tempt ourselves and we begin to, to draw ourselves away with our own lust, we start getting in trouble. Samson had this opportunity. The opportunity was given to him. Amen. And instead of living for God, instead of doing right, instead of, amen, fighting for God, amen, we find him in the lap of a woman that is against him. Amen. We find his head in the lap of a woman that wants nothing to do with him. Amen. All she wants, amen, is to find where his strength lies. I'm going to tell you, young people, amen, they don't want nothing to do with you. I said they don't want anything to do with you. Amen. They want to see you wreck your life. Amen. They want to see you ruin your life. And then they'll leave you high and dry. I said they'll leave you high and dry. And that's why I've come to preach to you tonight. Amen. Don't heed. Amen. To the temptation that's in your life. Can you lift your hands and ask God to help me? Samson's defilement by sin reminds me of two scriptures. Proverbs 16 and 18, the Bible said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Samson's overconfidence came back to bite him. Samson's overconfidence created a problem. When he began to toy with temptation, it brought trial. It brought trouble, and it brought turmoil. Can I tell you today, temptation will defile you if you heed to the temptations that come to you in your life. Hey, man, preacher, have you lived in this? Yes, I've lived in this world, and yes, I face things, hey, man, that we're facing this day. I realize, hey, man, that we're up against some things, hey, man, that we've never faced before, and our young people are up against some things, hey, man, that they have never faced before. Hey, man, but I'm going to tell you today, amen, we cannot toy with those temptations. Amen, we cannot toy, amen, with the pleasures of this world and expect not to get bit. Amen, but we have got to, I said we have got to, amen, find an altar again and say, Lord, amen, help me with my temptations. Amen, Lord, amen, secure me. Amen, Lord, help me, amen, that I may be able, amen, to withstand temptation. The defilement that temptation brought. Notice the discovery that temptation begat. Samson is a marked man, and he has discovered sin beguiles people into thinking that no one will ever discover or find out. How many knows that? Sin will convince a person, if you do it, nobody will ever know. But they're the only ones that think that. The devil convinces us in our mind. If you go ahead, you get on that website and you delete it, nobody will ever know. Or if you go down to that store and you buy that, nobody will ever know. It's just between you and me. Amen. Really, that's not the case, friend. Amen. Because temptation. Amen. Samson was discovered in the house of Delilah. And the Philistines began to devise a plan. Amen. That would ruin him. Amen. The Philistines. Amen. Began to devise a plan. Amen. That would destroy the power. Amen. That was in his life. Amen. Can I tell you, friend? Amen. The devil's out to devise a plan. Amen. That will destroy your life. Amen. That will strip you of the power. Amen. That God has given you. It'll strip you of the calling that is upon your life. Amen. I want to tell you today. Amen. Sin is not worth it. I said sin is not worth it. The composure of the work of sin. The Philistines and Delilah begin to devise a plan. Sin has a way of staying its hand. Amen. It has a way of making you feel like you're going to get by with it. And you may not feel the sting of sin for many days. You may not feel the sting of sin for many months or years. But can I tell you today, if you give in to temptation, sin will surely enslave you. I said sin will enslave you. Ask the alcoholic if he feels the sting of a bad liver. Amen. Ask the thief who now sits in prison if he feels the sting of his sin. Amen. Ask the cancer ward patients if they feel the sting of tobacco. Amen. That they've used all their lives. And you know what they would say? Absolutely. I feel the sting of sin. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Amen. If you give in to temptation, amen, you may not feel the effects are right away. Amen. But I will tell you tonight, amen, that you will. I said you will. Amen. Feel the effects of sin in your life. I said you will feel the effects of sin. You know how an Eskimo kills a wolf? He repeatedly covers a blade in blood, allowing it to freeze over until the blood has completely covered the blade. Then he will place this blade in the snow. And as the wolf licks the blade, as the wolf licks that blade and licks the blood off that blade, his tongue is numbed. His hunger is fueled. And the wolf will continue to lick that knife and cut his tongue eventually till he bleeds himself out. Amen. Because all he can think about and all he wants and all that's in his mind is, I've got to get this blood. I've got to lick this blood. Amen. This is my next meal. Amen. And all the while, he is killing himself. Amen. And that's the work of sin. Amen. It convinces you that you've got to have it. Amen. It convinces you, amen, that everybody else is doing it. And all the while, it's killing you spiritually. All the while, it's dragging your soul to hell, and you don't even realize it. I come to preach to you today. Amen. You gotta watch. Amen. The power of temptation. Somebody ask the Lord to help me to preach. God, touch me, Lord. The concealing work of sin. Sin advertises itself deceitfully. Many times, it's quiet in its regards to its work. In our text, the enemy behind Samson's back is playing games with him, just alluring him to yield to the temptation, alluring him to yield to and reveal his strength. Friend, that's the power of temptation. It'll never tell you the whole story, and I know this is elementary preaching, but this is what I felt on my heart. It'll never tell you the whole story. Sin and its promoters want to reveal sin as an avenue of fun, great entertainment, while being so quiet about its consequences. I'll never forget hearing the story of a young man, a young boy actually. His daddy was a drunk. And every day at the end of the week, when he got his paycheck, he would go to the bars and the honky-tonks and spend his whole check on garbage. One day, a man said, I was sitting on my front porch. I seen a little boy ride up on a bicycle. He said he stood at the front of the door. He knocked on the door, Brother Bobby. He knocked on the door of that bar. Daddy, come out here, Daddy. Finally, his daddy come out to the door and he said, Mommy sent me down here. Said the baby's got no food. The baby's got nothing to eat. And daddy, we haven't ate all day long. And daddy, mommy sent me down here to get some money. And that daddy in his drunken stupor picked up that boy and began to beat him and began to bruise him. Amen. The man said, I was sitting on my front porch and I watched as that father, amen, beat his son, amen, to a bloody pulp, set him back on his bicycle, and said, now go home. And I'll do with my money as I please. Amen. When sin advertises its fun, it never shows you that part. Amen. It never shows you, amen, the sleepless nights as you lay on your pillow and you weep and cry. It never shows you, amen, the cancer and the liver problems. Amen. It only shows you, amen, the fun. Amen. I come to tell you today, amen, don't be allured, amen, by the devil's picture. Amen. But live for God. Live for God. Live for God. The gates of a sinful life are pleasant and alluring, but the end of it is putrid and afflictive. I tell this all the time, but it's so relevant. My dad is backslid today. And I cannot tell you the conversations that we've had in the past few years. And he'll cry and tell me how he regrets all the things he's done. And he'll tell me of the nights that he's laid in his pillow and he's cried about missing the lives of me and my brother as we've grown up. And though we've mended our relationship now, Brother Bobby, the regrets and the pain that sin has left, all because he listened to temptation. Because he felt like the sin had more to offer at that moment. And now today he looks back and regrets everything he's ever done. I'm going to tell you, friend, temptation has some power. And if you don't stick to the Lord, if you don't pray and seek the face of God every single day, temptation will get a hold of you. I said it'll get a hold of you if you ain't careful. Hey, man, I say, friend, be careful with temptation. I've got to quit. I got to hurry. The disgrace that temptation bore. What a disgrace we now find the man of God. Stripped of his anointing. Stripped of his power. All because he allowed temptation to get the best of him. Can I ask you a question, young people? Is it worth your anointing? Is it worth your calling? Is it worth the power of God you feel when you shout and you speak in tongues? Can I say 1,000 times no? It's not worth what you've got right now. Shout out my Kotai. I said it's not worth what you've got right now. Hey man, I tell you, if you could ask Samson, was it worth, hey man, was it worth it? He'd say no. Hey man, Lot, was it worth it? Absolutely no. David, hey man, was it worth it? Hey man, absolutely not. Hey man, but you get caught up in the moment. Hey man, you get caught up, hey man, in the pressures of the world, and you forfeit your freedom. It was a place of losing, and it was a place of laboring. But I want to close with this. The deliverance from temptation's bands. Samson made a crucial mistake when he gave in to the power of temptation. But today, you don't have to make the same mistake. I said, you don't have to make the same mistake. Oscar Wilde said this, and I want you to hear this. He said, I can resist anything except temptation. The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it. Brother Bobby, when I read that, it sickened my soul to think that somebody would say the only way to overcome temptation is to yield to it. But how many knows what the Bible said? 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'm closing with this. There hath no temptation taken you such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape, amen, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen, I come to tell you tonight, young people, there is no temptation powerful enough, amen, to take you out of the house of God if you do not want to. Amen, Brother Peach preached today, amen, you can make it if you try. Amen, you can make it if you want to. Amen, it's all in here. It's all right here. Amen. Do you want to make it? Amen. Do you want to go on? Amen. Do you want to be victorious? Amen. There had no temptation overtaken you such as common to man. Amen. But God is faithful. Hey, young man. Amen. There's no temptation in this world that you cannot overcome. Amen. Ladies, there is no temptation. Amen. That you cannot overcome by the help and the grace of God. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Temptation is a very powerful thing, but God is greater. I said, God is greater. I appreciate the Lord. Thank you for your time.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give Him praise.